Character Flaws here on The Download. Every Wednesday night, we bring you sketch comedy, improv, characters, and performance. You just heard from Chip Lakeless right before the break, who is played by one of the funniest guys I know, TJ Shanoff, who's a great Chicago performer. You can see him on stage at The Annoyance, Second City, all over the country. He tours. and you see him in the back of the Sports Authority doing podcasts in the back of the store. Two for one on hats. And he does his podcast. All right, moving on with character flaws. You know, politics, a big story today. Ted Cruz announces his vice presidential candidate, or, you know, his running mate, Carly Fiorina. But you know what? All this is setting up for a contested convention, and what this really means is that there's going to be a lot of pressure and interest for the undecided voter. Because, you know, do you go for Hillary Clinton? Do you go for Bernie Sanders? Do you go for Ted Cruz? Do you go for Donald Trump? There's a lot of options here on the table when it comes to the general election, because we still don't know who it's going to be. So I think it's a perfect night to bring in our Download's undecided voter, Randy. Randy, welcome back to the show, buddy.
Well, hello, Justin. Good to hear your voice. How are things going there in the Devil's Playground known as Michigan Avenue?
Well, it's playground. It's the slide's still working, so it's all good. So, Randy, as you know, as I introduced you, you're an undecided voter. You are. Why undecided?
Oh, man, it ain't just voting, by the way. This is a lifestyle. I can't decide on anything ever. I mean, I don't even know what I like better. Do I like Schlitz or Schlitz Ultra? No idea. Do I like American Treasure 1 or American Treasure 2? I couldn't even begin to decide. I'm not sure what I think of nothing, just like the founding fathers would have wanted. So, yeah, I'm undecided. I have no idea how I'll vote. I mean,
well,
I guess you just have to pay a lot more attention to me at this very important time, because I'm a streetwise American.
Right.
So we vote next month.
Well, you started by going for Trump. You were a Donald Trump supporter. Why aren't you staying with him?
Yep. Well, I was going to vote for him because he's rich. So obviously he knows how to run a country. At least that's what he says, and why would he lie? Anyway, I also, you know, I want to be rich someday, and I've heard the only way to become a millionaire is to vote for one. At least that's what they tell me, and why would they lie? But then I found out that Hillary's rich too. So now I'm torn. I mean, who will be better for me? Who will be better for this class of us that sell scrap metal out of the back of their Chevette? I don't know. So I'm torn.
You're torn. What about Hillary? I mean, Hillary's an option.
Well, see, I like that because she's tough on terrorists, but weak on Ellen DeGeneres. Have you ever seen that episode? You know, I don't know about you, but I think terrorists are scary. I mean, it's like all they want to do is scare us. You know, they ought to call them scarerists or something like that. It's a little more catchy. But, you know, some of the guys down at the plant say that her husband is a jerk. So now I'm torn on her. I mean, what if this guy's going to be around the White House? You know, what if he gets interested in politics and then uses all her connections to try and get himself elected? Right. Also, you know, I'm just inclined to agree with the guys down at the plant. Not that I work there, but eventually, maybe.
Maybe. Okay, well, good. What about Ted Cruz? That's an option for you.
See, I gave Ted Cruz a chance for a second, but then somebody told me his last name is Spanish, but it's actually Ted Cruz. I can't believe with the immigration debate that we're going to let some Spaniard waltz in from Barcelona to bring their Occidental ways to the United States. Next thing you know, there will be siestas every day for 3 hours, and then where will American productivity be, you know?
Right, that's good. And I guess the final question I have for you, Kasich? No? I mean...
Never heard of him.
Okay. All right. The last one has to be Bernie Sanders.
Well, if you're going to make people up, then you know.
Okay, so how about Bernie Sanders? Are you familiar with Bernie Sanders?
That's my guy right there.
Oh,
that
wow.
Is the guy. I think that's the guy I'm going to go for. There's just something about him. I don't know what is it. Well, he's really, really white. You know, I mean, head to toe. Like that guy has the whiteness of a. You know, like a unicorn, like a Jewish grandpa unicorn. That is just, that guy's just going to start handing me hard candy. I can't imagine the hard candy rules we'd have all over the United States with Bernie Sanders. It'd be great.
Randy, the Download's undecided voter, still up in the air on what he's going to do with the general election. Randy, we're going to check in with you again as we get closer to the November elections.
hey, you know, until then, I'm undecided. So, you know, I'm sorry I'm not all fancy like you people, and I know exactly what I think. Sorry about that, Your Majesty. Sorry I ain't eating arugula and taking hang gliding lessons with a lesbian blogger there, Mr. Fancy Pants. Sorry I'm not getting my honey waxed at Global Warming TED Talk, so they'll give me a discount at IKEA. At least I thought I heard they did that. Maybe that was Ted Cruz talking. I don't.
Yeah. Thank you, Randy. Randy on fire tonight. All right. Randy, the Downloads Undecided Voter, also known as Adam Witt, longtime improviser and comedian here in Chicago who now resides in Los Angeles.